Hey, welcome back to our number one Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are inside the Quicken Loan Studios. And of course, all of our interviews tonight are being brought to you by our friends at Progressive Insurance. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call or click today and find out what you can save. We're going to continue our conversation with Adam Grossman, CEO and founder of Block 6 Analytics. Okay, so Adam, you're a savvy guy, been on the program many, many times. That's why we love listening to your perspective. Do you think ultimately, though, that they made the right decision? Because you have to wonder, how is Jose Calderon and Lopez, how are they going to work out?
Yeah, I mean, I think yes, because I think there is the opportunity to find, you know, we talk about replacement level. Is somebody going to be as good as Derrick Rose as his MVP or no? But could they find, you know, was Aaron Brooks or somebody like Aaron Brooks or Jose Calderon, could they replace a lot of the production? I think that probably could replace a significant portion of the production at a much lower price point. So I think ultimately, yes, I think it made sense for the Bulls to make the trade. But I do think that, you know, again, from a narrative, from a brand, it is going to take some of that, a little bit of that interest away. But the Bulls are really good, in particular, at finding storylines that work for the organization, whether it's, you know, starting from Michael Jordan, but even since Michael Jordan has left the team, you know, they're really good at identifying narratives and really good with connecting with the city. There's a reason that the Bulls are number one in attendance year over year, and it's not just because they have one of the biggest buildings, if not the biggest building in the NBA that has the most fans. It's just they know there's a loyal fan base in Chicago that wants to connect with the team. And their ability to create those connections using their players and using the storylines will put them and position them to be successful, you know, for years to come.
Hey, we are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. And I'm your host, Elissa Walker Campbell. We love to hear from all of our audience. Join us at E Radio Sports at Twitter, and always twice is nice. You can go back and listen to this entire interview at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. Reach out to our audience, Adam. Where can they check you out online?
Yeah, so there's a few places. One is at our blog at block6analytics.com. So you just go there and you can find our blog. You can also find us on Twitter at block6analytics or me personally at Adam R. Grossman. And feel free to look us up at Facebook as well. Our is facebook.com/block6analytics.
One of the reasons we wanted to invite you on tonight as well is obviously the Rio Olympics is rapidly approaching, and there are so many challenges that they must face in order to host a successful Olympics. And they've got to overcome all this crime and pollution. They're in a terrible drought, the energy issues there too, and of course the Zika virus. And so many athletes, Adam, are saying thanks but no thanks and are withdrawing from the games. Should they be criticized for that?
I think it's hard to say that they should be criticized, especially if it's a public health issue. You know, the Zika virus does have, especially for the age that a lot of these athletes are, can have significant damaging impact on their body and on their performance. And if they want to start families, you know, that's something you have to consider. And also, you know, from their perspective, this is a lot of these athletes, this is a once in 4 years opportunity. So if they are willing to give that up because of the virus, it's not an easy decision. And even for an athlete like Rory McIlroy, who obviously is a professional golfer, will, you know, continue to be a professional golfer and continue to be one of the most successful professional golfers, both on and off the course. You know, I think it's hard to fault somebody for saying, like, if I'm looking to start a family soon, that I can't risk being here at this time. Now, I think there's other reasons that, you know, outside of the Zika virus, which, like you had mentioned before, had put the Rio Games in a not great situation, in the fact that, you know, there had been a lot of infrastructure problems. There are a lot of people in the in Brazil who had not supported both the World Cup and the Olympics being there. There's a lot of issues, obviously, on the political side. There's with the president recently being forced to step down from office and unknown what's going to be happening on that perspective. The economics of Brazil have not gone as well, and they've gone into, you know, they were one of the fastest growing economies, and now they've slowed down considerably. So I think there's just a lot of different issues. So I think, like I said, I think it's hard to criticize somebody for making a choice on a public health issue. And also, Rio has had a lot of issues. Now, I think they're going to, a lot of other sites have had not the same level or the same number, but they've had comparable issues. you know, the Athens Olympics were notorious for how behind schedule they were, and when the actual event occurred, they ended up being, you know, very not financially successful, but at least the event was successful. Similar in South Africa in the World Cup, there was always these worries that they weren't going to be able to finish on time, and they did finish, and again, it still left them in billions of dollars in debt, but it still was a successful event. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of different factors. It'll be really interesting to see how it all plays out. We write a little bit about what was going on in Brazil in the book. But yeah, I think this is going to be the Olympics. And we talked a little bit about conflict. It's hard to think of an event of this size and this magnitude that's had this level of conflict before something actually happens, where the storylines are not necessarily even the athletes, except maybe in the Zika context, but more about what is going on with the host city and the host nation. And I think that's going to really drive, potentially be a big benefit for NBC and the fact that they can capitalize on this storyline as part of its larger coverage.
The CEO and founder of Block 6 Analytics, we're running out of time with Adam Grossman tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And you have to wonder, too, with what all is going on with Rio, how much has this affected the ability for, you know, advertisers and to sell this, the brand and the Olympics?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely been tough. And we talked about this a little bit before. You know, one of the reasons that these brands are really looking to sponsor the Olympics is the brand perception and the association with the Olympics
right.
has in the past been a significant driver of value. And now with all these challenges that are going on, it is harder for brands to capitalize on that brand perception. Now, there is going to be other reasons that these brands are working with the Olympics, and the fact that, again, they'll have large audiences, they'll have engaged audiences. It will be a lot of these core customers of these brands are still going to be focused on the Olympics. But yeah, I mean, it's certainly something to think about. An example to a certain degree that we have spoken about before is with the Los Angeles Clippers and Donald Sterling when he made those racist comments that were recorded and broadcast throughout the media. It's, you know, a lot of sponsors were threatening to pull out of the team because of the comments, because of the reason of we want to associate with these teams because these teams drive a lot of value for us. But if they're, you know, the message and the brand is compromised to a certain degree, we really have to reevaluate what we're doing. And I think that makes, you know, and to the Clippers' credit, they were very much aware of that. And I think the Olympics, you know, have had a pretty good level of awareness on this. And a lot of the brands have been, you know, this is a huge spend for them. So they're really focused on how they can maximize value. So, you know, I think everybody's on top of the situation. It's just, you know, this is a challenge, and it's certainly a challenge that's going to be one faced by, you know, the large corporate sponsors who actually make the Olympic Games, you know, to the size and scope and to of what they are today.
Always a compelling conversation going one-on-one with the CEO and founder of Block 6 Analytics. That, of course, is Adam Grossman. Enjoy your July 4th holiday. Thank you, Adam.
You too, as well.
Hey, stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number one. Joe Buck, Emmy Award-winning sportscaster with Fox, and Dr. Abel Torres, board-certified dermatologist. They've got some great information. You want to stay close.